Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
About to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of The Rob Carson Show. We have just been handed the script for Joe Biden's State of the Union address. I'm combing through it, and it only took me a second. It says here, crap sandwich without the bread. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. See you later. Tell Ruth Bader Ginsburg I said hi, and, you know, whoever else is dead. Oh, man. Well, the State of the Union tonight, this should be loads of fun. I'm sure that Mike Johnson won't tear it up like Nancy Pelosi did, but it should be pretty good. They'll have him juiced pretty well tonight, I'm sure, to keep him kind of clear of thought and all of that. I've been handed a list of State of the Union drinking game. So if you're still, you know, if you're a drinker, in the words of Lloyd Bridges in the movie Airplane, I picked the wrong week to stop drinking. But I'm kind of glad I did, because I have a feeling that if you drink every time these things are done, you will die of alcohol poisoning. You might want to have somebody nearby or just, you know, I don't know, dilute whatever you're drinking. All right, here we go. Extreme MAGA Republicans, that's going to be Donald Trump. You got to say Donald Trump. This is not a term, but Donald Trump for sure. Trump, Donald Trump, extreme MAGA Republicans, anything there, any of that derivation of that. Finish the job is going to be there. Let's see. Give me a break is going to be there. We're the United States of America, for God's sake. All right, so that's a big one there. That's a big one. Maybe just for God's sake, you know, that'll be a drink as well. Well, you know, maybe I ought to make some of these into shots, and then just otherwise a sip. So maybe if he says the entire, we're the United States of America, for God's sake, that's going to be a shot. All right, so there you go. And I'm not talking a COVID shot. That's far more deadly than drinking a Jägermeister. Which side are you on? That's going to be one. Not a joke. Oh, good. Be careful with not a joke, because whenever he's trying to make a point and it sounds ridiculous and it's false, he will say not a joke. All right. A little breathing room. Maybe. Junk fees. Maybe. But those are some of the list of State of the Union drinking game words tonight. Also, a bunch of people are inviting people to the State of the Union. Of course, Democrats, it's all women who, you know, want to get IVF or have an abortion, because, you know, that's the only thing in the world they care about with women. Women are nothing more than abortion customers. That's it. Otherwise, you know, let men compete with them and destroy their careers. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, so Joe Biden apparently has invited the Cookie Monster and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And he's unfortunately been told that neither of them are available. Just don't tell him. That's what they literally said. Oh, Mr. President, the Cookie Monster and Ruth Bader Ginsburg are busy today. What are you talking about? You know, I'm inviting her to the State of the Union. Not a joke. I'm inviting her to the State. You tell Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you tell her to show up at that Cookie Monster. You know, I will defund PBS. Yeah, whatever. So it is tonight. It is tonight. Oh, the big news, Dean Phillips dropped out of the Democrat presidential race against Joe Biden. Well, actually, the big news is Dean Phillips was running for president in the Democrat Party. I know many of you are like, what the what? Because the mainstream media is completely ignoring him altogether. But he dropped out of the presidential race against Joe Biden, which is the plan, because Joe Biden is being installed, just like they tried to install Hillary Clinton. And when she got her butt kicked, and by the way, that's quite substantial and would require quite a large boot, if you know what I mean. The entire deep state blew up and started pursuing Donald Trump at that point. That's what really happened. So Let's start off something that's to me personally is the quote of the day, and it comes from Joe Scarborough. Now, you may recall that I said that one of the things that this show is doing is reclaiming mockery, ridicule, and comedy from the left. And when you have stuff like this, I mean, just set it up there, baby. Just set it up on the tee. I'll get my tee ball bat out and knock it out of the ballpark.
I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes.
Oh, here he is. He's going to use a racial cliche here.
That Irishman would get in front of the reason.
Yeah, those Irishmen, when they're not stupid drunk, they're just really pissed off all the time because apparently, genetically, the Irish people are just, I don't know, they fight and stuff. I'm a good share Irish. I usually don't, actually.
Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth.
Okay, here you go. I can't
and
wait to hear
you,
that.
What? If you can't handle the truth.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
Which means that he started from a very, very bad place. I got to hear that. That is so fantastic. Listen to this.
You, if you can't handle the truth.
This version of Biden,
intellectually,
yes.
Analytically,
sure.
Is the best Biden ever.
Okay.
Not a close second.
Yeah.
I've known him for years.
Yeah.
The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
Hold on. I got a revelation. I think that this virus X that the WHO has been talking about is a virus that affects the functionality of the brain, and it only affects men named Joe. All right, there you go. I think that's what's going on. I think if your name is Joe, be afraid. Be very afraid. Put on some sort of a paper mask. You know, maybe hide at home. don't go to work. Close down your business, all of that stuff, and definitely get a vaccination. Because, you know, no, honestly, I'm sorry. I shouldn't tease. You're right. Yes, Joe Scarborough. Joe Biden's brain is perfectly fine. The economy is awesome. You guys just don't know about it yet. The southern border is completely sealed. Nobody is dying from fentanyl. And no military-age males from China are streaming across the border, causing a national security threat. The Middle East is perfectly fine. And the Ukraine war and with Russia is just. And the money we're spending over there is very well spent. Also, all four of the political indictments of Donald Trump that have come back in the last year that have been directed out of the White House are not political. Yeah, they're not political at all. You are exactly. You stay with those talking points there, Joe. Go ahead, buddy.
Lick the world. We cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Joan Shengang. I'm going to pronounce it.
He's fine. Shangalanga ding dong.
Koala.
Ban on transgender Americans, transgender Americans.
Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm transgender.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. It's a very exciting day around here.
When he walked off the stage.
We'll have reaction.
I met alone with him, just he and I, and a simultaneous interpreter, 68 times.
Yeah.
68 hours. 68 times, more than 68 hours. All right. God save the Queen, man.
Yeah, that was right after the Queen died, so there you go. No, he's perfectly fine. Joe Biden's brain is absolutely awesome. And by the way, if there's a problem with Joe Biden not being able to be the candidate for the President of the United States, don't worry. We have a vice president who is a giant intellect. I mean, massive intellect. Someone who is so smart that most of us can't understand. We can't understand her brilliant thoughts. They will be carved in granite one day.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy.
Yeah, there you go.
When it's intact, oh, it's so strong.
Okay.
In terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. so strong in its nature.
Hold on a second. I think the The duality of something is going to help us. Hold on a second.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy.
She's so smart that it takes me a second to be able to digest what she said.
You know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy.
Duality to the nature of the democracy.
When it's intact.
Okay.
Oh, it's so strong.
It's so strong.
In terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And.
Yes.
It is very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
Okay. What she said. Here's what Speaker Mike Johnson says about the State of the Union.
And my report is this. The State of the Union is strong. You should come. Surge to the border.
Migrants surge across from Mexico.
Pushing resources to the limit.
Some of those thought part of the terror watch list.
Every state is a border state. Every city is a border city.
Sharp rise in the amount of drugs.
8,500 pounds of fentanyl.
Cartel controls everything that happens.
Trump did all that.
America is at a breaking point.
Joe Biden is touting Bidenomics.
Bidenomics is working.
78% of voters view the economy negatively.
And that the president is to blame.
We're changing people's lives.
It just hasn't kicked in yet.
Relenting price increases.
Sticker shock is hitting millions of Americans hard.
The highest economic growth in 40 years.
The highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that.
Crime is dominating the headlines.
Surge of violent smash and grab robberies.
24% more murders.
The buck stops with me.
The Middle East in flames. Israel has formally declared war.
The Taliban has returned to power.
Embassy shuttered. The flag coming down.
Vladimir Putin doesn't fear this president.
Xi Jinping told President Biden China will reunify with Taiwan.
Weakness invites aggression.
Appeasement has failed.
This open season on America.
The country has soured on Joe Biden.
The most vacation days taken by a president.
The White House in damage control.
Where is the president? Why isn't he communicating?
Yeah, that's all crap. Actually, Joe Scarborough's right, honestly. I don't know where they come up with this stuff. This is just absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. This is Elise Stefanik giving us a preview of what's going to happen tonight on the TNV. Oh, and Donald Trump is literally going to do play-by-play as the speech. I'm going to find out where that's going to be. Maybe it's going to be on his Truth Social channel. I want to watch Donald Trump do Mystery Science 3000 to Joe Biden. To Joe Biden's speech tonight. Oh my God, that's going to be so fantastic.
The State of the Union is in crisis. And this is a crisis of Joe Biden's making. As Ronald Reagan famously asked us,
what?
Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? The answer...
Well, if you are, then you were in a really crappy place 4 years ago.
For hardworking Americans across the country is a resounding no. Whether it's the catastrophic border crisis ravaging our nation and leading to tragic loss of life of American citizens, the painful Bidenflation causing middle-class families to struggle to make ends meet, yeah. Or our most precious...
It's weird. It's the second time I've heard those things today.
...ally Israel facing the bloodiest day since the Holocaust,
yeah.
As Joe Biden projects weakness around the globe. Joe Biden has failed America and the American people.
And then the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, he's looking forward to the speech, too.
Tomorrow, the American people, as you know, are going to hear from President Biden about the State of the Union. And I've been asked many times, as many of us have, if you had to describe in one word what you believe the State of the Union...
That I can say on the air? I'll pass.
...union is. You've heard the word crisis, you've heard catastrophe. I think maybe...
You haven't said crab sandwich.
...summary is decline. I say that with great sadness. We all do.
Without the bread, which is just crap.
But it's because of this president and his administration that we are indisputably in decline.
Yeah, pretty much. I would think so. But honestly, you MSNBC, you viewers over at MSNBC, you keep believing. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling, all right? Just keep holding on to that feeling. Now, we got a lot of stuff on the show today, including, oh, my God, some amazing stuff from the Fannie Willis case yesterday and what I've said about us coming together to save the country, black, white, liberal, conservative. I'm not kidding. It's real. It's real, and it's happening, and your phone calls are welcome, 800-922-6680. This is a pre-SOTU edition of the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
You know what? I don't really care. Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth.
All right, here we go.
And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years.
The Brzezinskis? Who are the Brzezinskis? I have no idea. What? No. Oh, Brzezinskis. That's your wife there. I was just asked by Brian, my producer at awesome WCBM in Baltimore, our anchor station. He's like, do you suppose that Joe Scarborough believes what he says? And I got to tell you, well, of course he does, because he's perfectly right. Yes, Joe Scarborough is right. Joe Biden's brain is perfectly awesome, and keep going with that, Democrats. He is great. The economy is great. The border is sealed. There's no problem in the Middle East. There are no issues whatsoever. It is a beautiful day in America. Beautiful day. Here's a Senator John Barrasso talking about the so-to tonight.
Mark my words, tomorrow night will be Joe Biden's last State of the Union address. And that's because the American people are not going to invite him back to give another one next year.
Why?
And that's because on issue after issue that the American people care about, Joe Biden has failed the American people.
Well, clearly you don't watch MSNBC.
People are worn out and they're worried for themselves and their families.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
They understand that their lives have been made worse by Joe Biden and the Democrats.
I don't know what you mean.
People are begging for solutions.
What?
What we're likely to hear is the president bragging about Bidenomics and blaming others for the crisis that he has created at the border.
Yeah, there you go. And then there's, of course, the possibility of having a debate. Donald Trump said, and even though Joe and Mika say that Donald Trump's brain is not working and he's in much better or worse shape, I should say, than Joe Biden. And again, go with that. Run with that, MSNBC. You're right. Donald Trump's brain is not working. Oh, my God, what a mess. Oh, my God, his brain is so broken and Joe Biden's is fine. But here is Peter Ducey asking Corinne Jean-Pierre about having a debate because Joe Biden, the debates are already on the calendar. Joe Biden hasn't just committed to them because he probably has no idea. He gets reminded every day. He forgets it. It's like Drew Barrymore in 50 First Dates.
The field is down to two. Is President Biden going to commit to a debate with Donald Trump?
That's something for the campaign to speak to.
Well, we know when the debates are going to be. We know where they're going to be. Is he going to go?
You should speak to the campaign.
Yeah.
In 2020, once it got down to one-on-one, Joe Biden said, I can hardly wait to debate him. How about now?
I'm going to sound like a broken record. You should reach out.
Oh, this isn't the first time.
The campaign.
Why is this a campaign thing?
Because it's an election. It's a debate for the 2020.
You know, I don't have time for this coy, cutesy bullcrap, honestly. And you shouldn't either. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, please keep playing the game. All right, please keep playing that game. It is so transparent. When the world's comedians start parodying Joe Biden for having dementia, that's all I'm going to say.
Before presidential election.
I'm not asking what argument he is going to make at a debate. I'm just asking.
We're not talking about arguments.
You ever, when you're a kid, you were on the playground and one kid steals your hat and the other kid, they toss it to each other over your head and one holds it behind their back and says, I don't got it. I don't know where it is. That's Corinne Jean-Pierre.
And his attendants.
You need to talk to the campaign. You've got a lot of questions in here about these polls concerning the president's age and his acuity. Do you think that it is going to quiet concerns about the president's age and acuity if he decides not to?
I don't have your hat. No, must be over there.
What I can say about that is, not talking about the debate,
yeah,
that's something for the campaign to speak to.
Here's a pivot. This is a pivot.
To your question.
What's
about
that over there?
Age,
I'm going to throw the hat.
I think, you know, you're going to see the State of the Union tomorrow. You're going to hear the president lay out his plans. You're going to hear the president, a president who has had a successful 3 years.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because New York Times Siena poll found 18% of registered voters, 18% said that Biden's policies have helped them compared to 40% who said the same of Trump. So there is that. And that includes California, by the way. Yeah, I've got much more coming up. Let's have some fun, shall we? The number 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle, over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax, and use promo code Newsmax, okay?
Come on, Pete. Start moving. Got to get me there.
Come on, Edwin Starr.
Hey.
Yesterday I was at the gym, and I've been very fortunate. I found it within me, and I think with God's help, I'll just say I'm not meaning to proselytize and all that, but I've really kind of experienced a rebirth physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I've been going to the gym, and I like going to the gym now. One of the things that really gets me motivated is before I go to the gym, I listen to great music. And then when I'm at the gym, I listen to great music. And there's another guy there who's about my age. And we're getting this kind of brotherhood of Gen Xers, right, who are just tearing it up in the gym. I mean, just boom, making the little guys, the younger guys, look not as well, no, they still look really good, but you know what I'm saying. And so this guy, he's a Hispanic guy. His name is Carlos. He doesn't speak very good English, but we talk, and we're always fist bumping and all that. It's like, dude, you look good, whatever. And so yesterday, he's jamming on his tunes, man, and he's got his, the voice is going, and I'm like, what is he listening to? Because I'm over here listening to Metallica and Five Finger Death Punch and a Snoop Dogg and all this stuff that I listen to when I work out. And I said, dude, what are you listening to, man? And he takes one of his earbuds out and he goes, Sweet Caroline, pa, pa, pa. I'm like, wow, okay. Whatever does it, man. Fantastic. I'm like, what? If Sweet Caroline does it for you at the gym, then good for you. I think it's awesome. Okay, so State of the Union is tonight. State of the mental health of the left is bat guano crazy. Bat guano crazy. There was, in case you didn't notice, Tuesday's the super Tuesday was historic for Donald Trump. He only lost one state. That was Vermont. It was because Democrats were handing out free Ben and Jerry's to people at the polls. That's just a rumor I heard. They need to bring back wavy gravy. Wavy gravy was really good. And then they had, Rainforest Crunch or something. That's like old school, But anyway, she won one, and then otherwise it was historic, and this on top of the fact that he won 99 counties in Iowa out of 99. He won the most votes in history in New Hampshire, and too bad for Chris Sununu. I we haven't heard from him. I think he went into his bedroom and locked the door with a box of wine. Anyway, haven't heard much from him since then. But the mental health of the left, even though Joe Scarborough says that Joe Biden is at the peak of his mental performance, he is not very good. This is Sunny Hostin from The View, and she was on yesterday on The View, and she was talking about wearing black because it's funeral chic because Donald Trump had a historic victory.
It's party before country. I mean, I'm wearing funeral chic today because I'm so chic. Devastated funeral over chic. What we saw yesterday. And my question for you is, were you able to glean anything from the exit polls and get a look at the mindset of those voters that we just talked about. Because backstage, we were talking about the fact that 6 in 10 of North Carolina primary voters say they consider Trump fit for the presidency, even if he's convicted of a crime.
Yeah, yeah, because they know that the indictments are bullcrap. And listen, if two impeachments, a raid in Mar-a-Lago, you know, all of this other nonsense has only made him more popular, don't you suppose an actual indictment will make things even worse for you Democrats? I'm just saying. And then there's Rachel Maddow. This is remarkable. And I'm going to tell you, MSNBC, and listen, you can have your political opinions and all that, but MSNBC is breaching the border between what is inflammatory and dangerous speech and just speech. They are fomenting violence to some degree. They are working people into a lather. We've already seen the violence that the left has perpetrated on the country the summer of 2020. We know that a Bernie Sanders supporter was whipped into a lather to go to a congressional baseball field and shoot up a bunch of people, including Steve Scalise, the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C., a Batguano crazy leftist went in and tried to shoot the place up. And so they're continuing this, and it really is. It's not a journalistic endeavor anymore. It's really more than an opinion journalist platform. It is a I don't even know. I'm not even sure which psychological issues are being manifested here. But it is really, honestly, the FCC needs to look at MSNBC. I'm not kidding, guys, and I'm not a censorship guy because I've been censored, right? My network, Newsmax, always under fire, but nobody gets on the air and talks on Newsmax like this.
Not only the man who is likely to be the Republican candidate for president, but this is the way he's running.
Well, here's how we'll balance it. Yeah. Why don't we fact check the hell out of him?
Yes, and we do that after the fact, and that is the best remedy that we've got. It does not fix the fact that we broadcast it.
But it's
honestly
stunning that he's saying...
They literally, on MSNBC, they will not let Donald Trump speak. So basically, you know, I grew up in the 80s, and my older sister, Georgie, she used to take me to movies, and if they were rated R, she would kind of distract me and everything, because she was mom's, you know... Mom CIA, you know, kind of like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, come on. Yeah. It was kind of like that. Your parents, you know, parental guidance suggested they would literally, your mom would go to the theater with you and cover up your eyes or something. And that's what Rachel Maddow is doing to her viewers, because she's infantilized them, because she's trying to prevent them from making up their own minds, which is probably hard for them to do because their minds are so little, tiny, and stupid.
Saying these things, yeah. And people are hearing it. Let's just go through it, right? That we have the most devastating economy. Are you kidding me? We have had the best economic recovery of any country in the developed world. He's telling an audience right there, oh my goodness, that the paltry oil production, we're producing more oil.
Yeah, despite him, actually. Let's go a little bit more here.
Huh? Raise. But
American
history.
Can I just give you four numbers? I just was literally Googling and I just put...
this is Joy Reid here.
This is the gross domestic product in the country. Mm-hmm. In 2019, it was plus 2.3%.
Joy Reid, honestly, she's another person. She's fomenting a race war. This isn't about protected speech. This is about being dangerously unhinged. And the right always gets, you know, accused of, oh yeah, you're, you know, but we when we have Trump rallies, we leave the grounds cleaned up after us. When you deal with leftist rallies, like all these anti-Semitic rallies, all those BLM and Antifa rallies, there's always damage, destruction, and death. Oh, and Van Jones says that the Democrat Party, they have to have a coalition, and that's going to include, are you ready for this? The same people who burned and sacked the United States to the tune of $2 billion in the summer of 2020, that murdered 29 people, and it's Antifa.
We got to hold together a coalition that goes from the Never Trumpers to folks who might have marched with Antifa. That's a hard coalition.
You can just say you agree with me. That's okay. You can say
Antifa?
I'm saying that's how broad our coalition
is. Yeah, there you go. So he's a communist, by the way. Van Jones is an avowed communist. Bill Gates gave him $100 million. I kind of would like to see where that money is coming from. I really, really would. Let me see here. Trump debate, blah, blah. Oh, the budget. Yeah, I want to get to the budget here in a second. This is CNN. This is Jake Tapper. He's confronting Joe Biden's campaign director. I want you to listen to Jake Tapper, because Jake Tapper isn't a journalist. Jake Tapper is trying to, send an alarming message to the campaign of Joe Biden that they're blowing it.
Okay, but given all that, your guy's still losing right now. I mean, the polls have Trump up. Poll after poll after poll after poll has Trump up. And a lot of those same polls in 2020 never had Trump up, always had Biden up. And now a lot of those
as much as we tried to fix those polls like we always do, because we always use polls to discourage Republicans, to show them that their vote is going to be worthless because they're so far behind, there's no chance of them winning. The same thing had happened in 2016. But Americans said, you know, I don't think so. I'm going to vote anyway. Oh, and by the way, this time, multiply that by 50 billion.
Polls are saying, they're really saying the same thing over and over and over, and it doesn't matter how many Democrats out there don't want to hear the message and say, oh, it's just an outlier, that's just one poll. Something is wrong with your campaign right now.
Oh, no. It's what's wrong with the presidency. It's what's wrong with the country. People are hurting. You're an East Coast elite. You don't understand that. Wait till you hear Charles Barkley. I talked about Charles Barkley yesterday. Said he's going to punch any black guy wearing a Trump mugshot T-shirt, right? But yesterday in that same interview, he spoke some truth. He spoke some truth about where we are and who the us versus them are. And we're going to hear from someone who I've become aware of on Newsmax. She was on with Steve Bannon, Batya Unger Sargon, right? She is she calls herself a leftist. I don't think she's really left, but she gets it. She did the same research that the guys who wrote that book about white rural rage. She interviewed the same people, and she came up with a completely different conclusion, because the people who wrote white rural rage had already made up their minds before they talked to people. It's really pretty remarkable. It's going to blow you away. It's going to blow you away. And then also, I'm going to mention this. Vivek Ramaswamy, he gets it. I've been saying for a couple years, Joe Biden will not be able to be the candidate. And I've said, even now, I say that Joe Biden isn't going to make it through the campaign. Vivek agrees. But he takes it a step further as to why Joe Biden is still the candidate. And what's going to happen? And it's really fascinating. So that is coming up. But Jake Tapper, yeah, the problem, Jake, is that the president is doing a terrible job. He's being instructed by Marxists. He's being used as a puppet to fundamentally change the United States. There are people pulling his strings. And the reason they're able to do that is because, A, he is compromised. B, he is senile. And C, he's a sociopath.
Now, it's not connecting with the voters you need to win.
Yeah, and you know why? Because the voters that they need to win are the middle class across the board, and the middle class are suffering worse than they have in decades. I mentioned yesterday the price of a house. The amount of money you need in the country since Joe Biden took over the presidency, or was installed by the CIA and FBI, it raised from $59,000 household income to be able to afford a home to $106,000. And otherwise, you're scrod. Yeah, you're scrod. Here is CNN admitting what I have said, that the Cheney Bush wing of the Republican Party is now officially dead. We are going to have a ceremony, and then presumably at the Republican National Convention, we will spread its ashes.
The percentage of it has actually jumped up even more. It's 88% of the delegates, so you're looking at the percentage. Donald Trump cannot mathematically clinch tonight, but he can get within 100 or so of what
this
he needs, and he can do that
Tuesday
next
night,
week.
Yeah.
And so what you have here is, you know, he has remade the party in his image. There are still some Republicans who are trying to take it away, like
yep.
take it back.
Yep.
All right, that's over. That's over. There's no back. That party doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Told you.
It just doesn't. It just doesn't. Look at the House of Representatives. Look at what's happening in the United States Senate. Mitch McConnell stepping aside.
Yeah.
And some of the more
RNC. Ron is out.
Governing conservatives trying to keep their power even just within the Senate Republican Conference. This is a new Republican Party, and so you have a very formidable Republican front runner who has remade the party in his image. And I know a lot of people at home are asking, "Well, wait a minute.
Not in his image." It's not in his image. It's in our image. It's in what we want. Donald Trump didn't come up with this. Donald Trump is just returning the country to its founding principles, to what you and I need to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's not about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is just the only person strong enough, resilient enough, and rich enough to fight these bastards off.
I saw January 6th. Wait a minute. Innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, I said bastards, get over it.
But there's all these cases. He has convinced them he won the last election. Never mind anything that happened since then. A majority of these voters are going to the polls in most of these states still saying that Donald Trump should be president. Yeah. And so this is his...
Yeah, because we now know that the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA were all involved. The Russia collusion hoax was made up. John Brennan, Hillary Clinton, among others. They covered up Hunter Biden's laptop, et cetera, et cetera. You know the drill. But see, we don't forget. I guess that's maybe why the elephant is the mascot. Well, we don't forget. We are righteously pissed. 97% of the people who voted for Donald Trump in 2020 are going to vote for him again, and they're not going to change. And guess what? 10% of the people who voted for Joe Biden last time are voting for Trump. Well, there you go. 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Back in a sec. Hey guys, it's Carson. Everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%. So the new budget sounds like Congress is up to the same crap. $1 billion for an LGBTQ bondage parties, money for shark repellent studies, and homes for starving artists. Unfortunately, not for people who are starving in places like Chicago and New York City. The most shocking taxpayer-funded earmarks agreed to in Congress's $460 billion must-pass spending bill to avoid a shutdown. Shut the damn thing down. Shut it down. The earmarks have already caused a scandal within the Senate. John Fetterman's office rescinded support for $1 million earmark for an LGBTQ center in Pennsylvania that hosts BDSM parties. What is that? Is that... Brazilians, Dominicans, Spaniards, and Mexicans? I don't know what the hell that is. Not even sure what that is. Anyway, the funding caused a backlash on social media, prompting Fetterman, who was the long one, of the staunchest pro-LGBTQ lawmakers. Fetterman later told his staff it was his staff, not him, that removed the funding. So he removed the support. Their staff did, he didn't. Jabal Bowman is installing fire alarms in all federal buildings that can be easily reached to disrupt judicial hearings. No, or congressional hearings. No, actually, $1.65 million to build an artist living and workspace with environmental leaders of color. Whatever the hell that means. I mean, I really don't. But it's your money. It's your money. And this is my guy, Jim Gossett.
The state of the union is worse than before. America was cursed with Sleepy Joe.
He was installed. Duh.
And when he lies and rambles tonight, you'll know that it is time for him to go.
His brain is fine and he got 81 million votes. Yeah, right.
We have the proof to impeach him yesterday.
You would think.
Get off the dime and do it right away.
Just for the border.
Today you've got the proof. We have the proof. We've got the goods on Joe.
And Biden's partner, Ho.
Impeach him now. Stop being so darn slow.
Patrick Ho, get your minds out of the gutter.
Let's go. You've got the proof.
All right, so next hour, a really brilliant observation from Vivek Ramaswamy about Joe Biden and whether he's going to remain the candidate. And by the way, he says, nope, he's not going to make it. And that's what I've said. Not going to make it. And then Charles Barkley has a come to Jesus moment about the Democrat Party. You know what I've been saying? I've been saying the Democrat Party promises black people all the things in the world the day after the election. They get up and leave money on the dresser. He gets it. He gets it. And then Batya Unger Sargon on the liberal left's misunderstanding of you and me. It's amazing, and it's coming up. And this is the Rob Carson Show. All right, so coming up, Kathy Hochul is going to deploy the National Guard in the New York subway in the town that defunded the police. Yeah, that's a face plant. Tim Tebow's amazing testimony yesterday and Charles Barkley. All that's coming up next hour on the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere.